40 hours of rain from Typhoon Kirk triggered floods across northeastern China yesterday, leaving roads, homes, farms, even entire villages underwater. It was the latest in 2 months of storms that have caused the worst flooding in China this century. The Chinese government estimates that 200 million people have been affected. Officials say 2,800 people have been killed and 4.5 million homes have been destroyed. NPR's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Beijing.
Even on a Chinese scale, figuring that this is a country of 1.2 billion people, the scope of this year's floods has been staggering. For 6 weeks now, one part or another of China has been in crisis, affecting millions of people at any given time. The latest areas to be hit are the northeastern provinces of Shandong and Henan, where more than 800 villages along the Yangtze River have been flooded over the past few days. The Chinese government says almost 400,000 people in that area have had to be moved to higher ground and that 200,000 more people have been mobilized to keep the river from bursting its banks. Just south of Beijing, in the city of Tianjin, local authorities have opened rarely used sluices of the rain-swollen Haihe River so some of its water could flow into the sea rather than threaten Tianjin. Should this not be enough to take the water level down, local authorities are also thinking about blasting dikes in rural areas upriver, sacrificing those areas to save the city. This approach was used last month in central China to save the sprawling industrial metropolis of Wuhan. The result, says Jeff Prescott, head of mission in China for the aid agency Médecins Sans Frontières, is that Wuhan did not flood, but Hunan province could take even longer to recover from the floods than other places.
Because in Hunan, of course, the dikes are damaged, and what they need to do is rebuild the dikes and then pump out the water from the flooded area. Mm. So, I mean, it's not a case of it just draining away naturally. Hunan, there is still a lot of people living on dikes.
Médecins Sans Frontières has been helping the Chinese government distribute chlorine and medicine in central China. But Prescott says neither the newly flooded northeast nor Fujian province in the southeast, which was heavily flooded a few days ago, have asked for outside assistance. This, along with the fact that foreign journalists have been blocked from visiting most flooded areas, has caused some Beijing-based analysts to believe the Chinese government is deliberately trying to play down the flood damage. One reason, they say, could simply be pride. The government wants to show that it has everything under control. But there is potentially another reason as well. According to ancient Chinese belief, cataclysmic natural disasters are a sign from the gods that the reigning dynasty has lost the favor of heaven and is about to fall. Just before Mao Zedong's death, for instance, the powerful Tangshan earthquake killed almost 250,000 people. This summer's floods are hardly on that scale, but that hasn't stopped some Chinese from making the comparison. A Chinese government spokesman last month denied rumors that Patriarch Deng Xiaoping is near death, but as Deng grows older and more frail, marking his 92nd birthday this month, the current government appears to be growing ever more sensitive about anything that calls its own legitimacy into question. I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.